This is Jesselyn Eisenman back here in the 2025 Historic Farm Days in Penfield, Illinois. I wandered off into the school building here in the back corner, greatly showcased though, and I am here with
J.C. Reitmeyer.
All right, J.C., nice to meet you. All right, we're in the Farm Mall section. This is it. If you can't find Farm Mall anything, you're in the wrong place if you don't come here, right?
Yep, this is what we call the IH room. Well, the first thing we have is we have a mock parts room. The countertop, the shelves that we used to put parts on, and there is some old parts, boxes and filters and whatnot on the shelves. And people just like to come in and they say, wow, this looked like the parts room in our old IH dealership. And that's what we was aiming for.
So, yeah, that's what, yeah, what the goal was. So what year is this replicating then?
Probably the early to mid-60s, okay, most of it. There's a mix of stuff in here because people bring stuff in. Mm-hmm. The club members will buy something and they don't have room at home, so they bring it, show it out here on the shelves.
Yeah, you find things along the way and put them on here.
Yep, they just kind of wander in sometimes.
All right, well, speaking of wandering, when I wandered in, I first noticed all of the tractors that you guys have on display here in the little, like, compartments. How did you collect these, and what made you decide to put them out for show?
Well, some of them have some sentimental value. In this display case is the Samuelson F20 is in the middle, and the other, the pole-type combine, we sold that in 2002, we had the Red Power Roundup here in Penfield, and that was one of the things we had made for the show. And the little trucks, I'm not sure where they came from. My son usually brings part of his toy collection, but he didn't do it this year.
It's always fun to hear the stories behind each item in here. In any place, it's nice to hear the memories.
Let's see, about the only other tractor we have is our pedal tractor that we're raffling off. We started the raffle here at Penfield for the Historic Farm Days, and we're going to give it away at Rantoul at the Half Century of Progress. So we're going to take it to Pinckneyville too and sell raffle tickets there also.
Okay, so you can come here and get your ticket, right? And then it'll be raffled off later on. So speaking of those different places, you obviously don't just come here to Penfield. You go to the Half Century in Pinckneyville, you said. So are there any others?
Yes, the week before Pinckneyville, we're going to have a display at Altamont, Illinois. It's down just west of Effingham. And then from there, the next weekend, we go to Pinckneyville. And the weekend after that, we're back to Rantoul at Half Century. So August is a really busy month.
So you guys are quite the travelers then.
Well, we try to be. It's going to be pretty tough for me, the last one, to be at Pinckneyville. I want to go. Hopefully I can stay overnight and spend part of the day. But I'm going to have to get back to Rantoul because of people coming in. We have to be there to show them where to park. Otherwise, it turns into a big, gigantic mess.
It's hard to be at two places at once when you're this busy and you got this great store set up.
Yep. That's the way it works sometimes.
That's right. So what other items do you have here for sale and displayed?
A few years ago, we always go to Louisville in February to the Farm Machinery Show. We used to take everything in boxes, and we would pack it all out. So a few years ago, we decided to buy these carts. They're 4 feet wide and 6 feet tall and have five racks on them. We load all our T-shirts here in Penfield, and usually the first week of February, and pack everything on the trailer so we're ready to go when Louisville comes. We just haul everything down there. We pull the racks off, and we're ready. We don't have to pack any of the T-shirts because they're already set up.
Wow, that's pretty efficient then.
That was a big improvement of what we used to do. We had like 40 boxes of T-shirts, and then we had to find them all. We just love packing them on there. And to make the trip, we wrap them in clear plastic so they don't fall off.
You know what you're doing, and you've thought about it once or twice to make everything perfect.
We call it a work in progress.
A work in progress. If that's not my motto, I don't know what is.
Yep. It's usually a good one to live by. Because
come by the International Harvesters Raffle Pedal Tractor. I mean, I'm sure that's going to be a great hit.
Yep. We've sold quite a few tickets already or this weekend. So, and there's all kinds of things to see. Some of the things hanging on the wall are new. Can't say new because like them Them two neon signs up there were built in 2002 for the Red Power Roundup that we had here in Penfield. The small one over there, it says International Harvesters Collector Club, Central Illinois Chapter 10. That is our logo. That's on the side of our trailer out here, outside around the corner. It's on our t-shirts and on our shirts. A lot of Illinois, they have the shape of Illinois as their logo. But we changed ours to the whole United States. And then all them red things come together to the IH sign in the middle of Illinois. It says 1902. We had the Red Power Roundup was here in 2002. That was our 100th anniversary.
Oh, it all comes back full circle.
Yep.
Is that handmade then, that sign?
Yes. That was made by Dale Enan, and he makes a lot of neon. He used to make a really lot of neon because I worked in a sign company for a while, and he would make neon that we would repair. You know, it'd get broken, and they'd call the sign company, and then we would have to go fix it. And we would take it down, and he would see the links and what he had to make. He would remake it, and then we'd have to go put it back up again. It's an art to bending glass tubes, you know, without breaking it or pinching it shut.
Wow, I'm sure you have to have delicate fingers and good eyes for that job.
Yes. It's a lot harder than being a t-shirt salesman or a hat salesman at your local tractor show.
What is your club? Where do you guys meet?
Well, we're at Central Illinois International Harvester Collectors Club, Chapter 10. This is basically our headquarters, even though it's part of the I&I Club. We rent this room. So if we have a meeting, it's usually down in the cafeteria. And we're not really Central Illinois because that would be closer to Springfield. But most of the guys that are on my board of directors are from this side of the state. So most of them are closer to this side of the state than the other side. I have two. One lives in Waverly, Illinois, which is over by Springfield. And the other one lives by Oneida, which is up by Galesburg. Yeah, and they were both here today for a meeting. It's about an hour and 45 minutes for both of them to get here. Yeah.
Wow, they're dedicated.
Yep. When we have an international show here, which will be in 2 years, they'll both bring tractors if they're able to. Everybody's getting older on this club.
Good for you guys for meeting and staying dedicated with the color you love, red.
And it's fun. You know, you get to visit with a lot of people that you only see like once a year. It's the same way like when we go to Louisville. There's a lot of people know where we're at in the showgrounds at Louisville, and they come every year because they know we're going to be there. And we'll sell them two or three t-shirts or a new hat and just visit with them. And
yeah, just a full circle of friends and family and joining together for the IH tractors. Yeah.
It's a dedicated group, I'll have to say that. My neighbor, Darius Harms, kind of got the club started back in 1993 or 1994, and we was the 10th club that started from the national because we're Chapter 10. They went by numerical order. So we've been at this since 1994. Some of the old guard are gone, so the new guys have to take over. It just keeps evolving.
Yeah, generation to generation, history making, yeah.
Yep.
Memories being made.
Yep, as we go along. My son is on the board of directors now, so I'm going to have to turn it over someday. I think I've been president for maybe 10 years. It's hard to find people that want to do it, and I can't say Austin really wanted to do it.
Well, it's a good thing you did it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah. And if you are coming out, come into the old school building here in a back room. It's all red. You'll see it when you come in, the IH Collectors Club of red tractors and red IH everything.
Yep.
You can get your merch and sign up for the raffle ticket for the pedal tractor.
Yep. Come and buy a raffle ticket for the little pedal tractor. It's a 66 series pedal tractor. And it's an original. It's not a remake. It was built in the 70s when the 66 series came out. Tickets are two tickets for $5 or five tickets for $10.
There you have it. All right. And if you can't come and see him here this weekend here at Penfield, you can go to the other events that he's going to, like the Half Century in August.
Yeah. Our raffle tractor will be in the IH tent, and the IH tent is in the same place it's been at Half Century for the last few years, and We're going to draw for it on Sunday at noon. So be there and get your ticket before 12.
That's right. Be there and come and support the IH Collectors Club. Yep. Well, thank you so much again. Have a great rest of your weekend and good luck at the half century.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Jesselyn Eisenman here at the 2025 Historic Farm Days here in Penfield, Illinois.